Chapter 24. How well? He was a coward. He knew it. And Gwen was a saint. Howell had no trouble accepting their opposite natures, and refused to feel guilty about the look Gwen shot him as he closed the door to the corridor and left the manor house with Gareth. Someone had already relit the candles along the walkway, and the light led them back into Aber. Godfred met them inside the gate.
The women are safe?
That question had Howell spinning on one heel, grabbing Rodri's arm, and marching back down the pathway with him.
I need you to stand guard at the manor house.
My post?
Rodri didn't exactly stutter, but he was looking at Howell with a concerned expression.
Too much has happened during the last 2 days for me to allow Gwen and Mary to stay in the house without a guard. I need you to stand watch until Gareth and I return.
Of course,
Rodri said, no longer protesting.
It will be my pleasure.
Howell returned to where Gareth and Godfred waited, listening to the tail end of Gareth's description of Brickin's death. Godfred was staring at him with bemused horror.
Nothing like this ever happens in Dublin.
Howell had to laugh.
I very much doubt that.
Gareth then found another sentry to replace Rodri, one of the few who wasn't completely drunk. Meanwhile, King Owain's man, Adha, appeared, hovering in the entrance to the stables, his eyes searching. When he saw Howell, he hurried over.
My lord?
He cleared his throat.
We have a problem.
Godfred's look of continued disbelief was priceless, but Howell ignored it.
Tell me.
It's Dowie, the man you captured this afternoon.
He won't wake,
Adha said.
No.
Two dead men within a single hour was more than Howell could take. Gareth stepped in.
Show us.
Adha ushered them towards the back of the stables, to a rear room that doubled as Eber's prison when needed. The room hadn't changed since Gareth had spent time in it last year. 10 feet on a side with hay scattered across the floor, and smelling potently of manure and horse. Dowie lay facing the wall on a pallet, an improvement from when Gareth had been incarcerated here. With a feeling of having been here before, Howell put his hand to Dowie's shoulder and rolled him onto his back. His eyes were closed as if in sleep. Gareth put his fingers to Dowie's neck. Howell expected him to shake his head, but then Gareth grabbed both sides of Dowie's head and rocked him back and forth.
Wake up.
He's alive,
Godfred said from behind them.
Barely.
Gareth threw a look over his shoulder at Adha.
Get the healer in here.
I'll get a bucket of water,
Godfred said. Gareth slapped Dowie's cheeks, and when Dowie moaned, Howell helped Gareth move him into a sitting position. Godfred reappeared with a full bucket of water, and an empty one as well. And then Adha returned with the healer. Daff wasn't Wenna, but Howell knew him to be capable. Fortunately, Daff also wasn't a man to overdrink.
What happened to him, my lord?
Daff said.
I don't know, Howell said. He won't wake.
Daff sniffed near Dowie's mouth, as Howell had done to the guard Madog, mumbled under his breath, and then sprinkled herbs into the cup of water Godfred handed him. Daff gestured to Dowie's food tray.
Is that what he ate and drank?
We think so, Gareth said.
I'll check it after we get him awake.
I'm going to guess that someone tampered with his food, which means we'll need him to puke it up. Daff eyed the prince.
You might want to step back.
Howell didn't wait to be told twice. He'd been present when a similar treatment had been given to Gareth after Cadwallader had poisoned him. Daff gestured to Gareth.
Hold his mouth open.
Gareth obeyed, and Daff poured in the liquid, forcing it down Dowie's throat. The guard came awake enough to cough and sputter. And then, in a rush, he vomited the contents of his stomach into the empty bucket Godfred shoved in front of him. Stepping away while Daff administered another dose, Howell moved to where Adha hovered in the doorway, his hands working nervously in front of him.
Have you been on duty all evening?
I came on after Tegwin's funeral, but he was fine then. I'd swear to it.
Has he had any visitors?
Howell said. Adha nodded his head eagerly.
At least a dozen.
Howell exchanged a puzzled look with Gareth, who'd overheard.
Why?
Gareth said.
To mock.
Adha raised his shoulders in an exaggerated shrug. I didn't let any of them but Prince Cadwallader inside. Howell's hands went to the top of his head.
When was this?
right after I first came on duty, Atha said. Did I do wrong?
No, Atha, Gareth said. You could hardly have gainsaid a prince.
Gareth was right, but that didn't stop Howell from grinding his teeth. Godfred had been following their conversation with a furrowed brow.
Were any of the men mine?
Several, Atha said, though I couldn't tell you their names.
Doff straightened from his crouch beside Dowie's retching form.
When was he brought food?
After I came on, Atha said.
Who brought the tray? Gareth said.
One of the serving boys from the kitchen, Atha said.
His name? Gareth said.
I don't know, my lord.
Atha shrugged, as Howell knew he would. Atha was an old soldier who prided himself on his elevated station. He didn't trouble himself with the names of his inferiors if he didn't have to know them.
What do you think it was, Duff? Howell said.
Not Poppy, Duff said.
No Mandrake, I don't think.
Belladonna is my best guess, which is why the emetic should work. He was very fortunate you discovered him when you did, Atha. Who would want him dead?
Eric, Godfred said instantly. Dowie was the only one who could testify to his wrongdoing.
Eric would have had a difficult time moving around the castle without being recognized and stopped, even in this crowd, Gareth said.
5 years have passed since Tegwyn's disappearance, Howell said. And while Dowie was discreet enough not to allow word of her fate to get out, he could have talked to someone he shouldn't have since the discovery of her body.
Perhaps he had other secrets, Gareth said.
Perhaps we haven't asked the right questions yet.
We certainly asked some of them, if this is the result.
Howell turned back to Atha.
Did you overhear Dowie's conversation with my uncle?
No, my lord, Atha said.
He closed the door behind him, and they spoke softly.
Gareth and Godfred both growled at the same time. Dowie, meanwhile, moaned and clutched his stomach.
What do you say? Gareth said to Duff.
He'll live, but it may be morning before he's coherent,
Duff said.
We'll leave him until dawn.
Howell looked at Godfred and then at Gareth, noting the deep circles under his captain's eyes.
Dowie isn't going anywhere.
I will stay with him in case he has a relapse, Duff said.
Keep everyone away, Gareth said to Atha.
Nobody is to hear of Dowie's fate until the morning. Is that clear?
Yes, my lord, Atha said.
That includes my uncle,
Howell said. Atha ducked a nod.
We'll cover up the window in the cell so nobody can see inside either, Gareth said.
Howell led the way out of the stables, stopping to observe the dancing around the bonfire with detachment.
Dowie was poisoned, Rickon knifed.
And you were ambushed, Gareth said.
A murderer has many talents. Oh, he's panicked and tying up loose ends,
Howell cursed.
If my uncle is involved more than we already know, I am going to kill him.
Neither man blanched at Howell's invective. Instead, Gareth rested a hand on Howell's shoulder.
Right now, what I'm most concerned about is all of us living through the night. Right.
Howell put two fingers to his temple, thinking.
Gareth, speak to the workers in the kitchen and then come find me. My father must know what has transpired.
Yes, my lord, Gareth said.
Godfred, would you mind inquiring of your men if they saw anything unusual tonight?
Howell said.
Of course.
Godfred put his heels together.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to have a chat with my uncle, Howell said.
Even at nearly midnight, the hall was full of revelers. The long tables had been pushed to the side, and Mylar was playing a lively tune while 100 people danced, both in the hall and outside in the courtyard around the fire. The fire in the hall was out, and as soon as the chapel bell tolled midnight, it would be relit with flames from the bonfire. Howell's father sat resplendent in the full regalia of his station as King of Gwynedd, Rhyn at his side. It looked as if Christina had retired for the night. Howell knew from experience that the gathering would descend into debauchery within the hour, and he wasn't surprised that she didn't want to be here to see it. His uncle sat near the end of the dais, and even as Howell approached, he poured a full cup of mead and drank it down. Howell pulled up a spare chair at the end of the table and sat.
Greetings, uncle.
Cadwallader shot him a sour look. What do you want?
His uncle had never been a happy drunk, so Howell wasn't surprised to find him morose tonight. Given that, Howell decided to address him straightforwardly.
Why did you visit Dowie tonight?
Who?
Dowie, the man who ran from Eber,
who is presently residing in the cell at the back of the stables.
Oh, him, Cadwallader said.
Howell waited a beat. Cadwallader drank what looked like another half flagon of mead.
I wanted to know where his friend had got to.
What friend?
Howell said. Cadwallader gazed at Howell. But his expression didn't hold defiance as much as puzzlement.
You know, the one he ran off with?
Eric, the half-Dane, Howell said.
Cadwallader snapped his fingers.
That one.
Why did you want to find Eric?
I didn't.
Howell felt like lowering his head to the table. This was as bad as interviewing old Wynne. His uncle raised his hands above his head, clapping in time to the music and the dancers, as the torch that would light the hearth fire wended its way through the crowd. A huge cheer went up as the carefully stacked logs in the fireplace were lit. Howell waved a hand to gain Cadwallader's attention.
Then why did you go to see Dowie?
You had failed to get Eric's whereabouts out of him, Cadwallader said. I thought I'd try.
Why would you do such a thing?
Cadwallader's brow furrowed.
You aren't the only one who can help your father, you know. Since you have been occupied with the Tegwin investigation, I thought I would see what I could discover regarding the Book of Kells.
Howell stared at his uncle.
My God.
Cadwallader smirked into his mead. Howell rose to his feet, shaking his head. Cadwallader's story put to rest any accusation of wrongdoing regarding either Dowie, Eric, or whomever Dai and Shayla had seen him meet in Wenna's hut last night. He was searching for the Book of Kells. That quest could lay a false front over any number of sins.
Where are you going?
With his last long gulp, his uncle had gone from self-satisfied to bleary. Howell wasn't about to tell his uncle that he was going to speak to the king.
To bed,
he said instead. Cadwallader raised his cup.
Dau hail Arvrin.
Comes the sun to the hill, meaning that things would be better in the morning. Howell shook his head in disbelief. They could hardly be worse.